Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Shannon McWhorter for community comment. Recently, the California Cattlemen's Association put out an article in its Hot Irons newsletter, which was titled California Political Landscape Set for the Next Decade. With the results of California's June primary now certified, the stage is set for California's legislature to see a massive change in the upcoming 2022 general election. Term limits, along with a flurry of early retirements due to redistricting, will lead to one-third of the legislature turning over. One thing that redistricting didn't change is the political makeup of the legislature. In the state assembly, Democrats have control of 60 safe seats, while Republicans control 15 safe seats. That's a 4-to-1 advantage to the Democratic caucus. There are only 5 assembly districts where Republicans and Democrats can competitively compete against each other. In the state Senate, Democrats control over 29 of the 40 districts, while Republicans only control 5 districts. The remaining 6 districts are competitive. With the Democrats controlling 75% of the state legislature, they have far eclipsed a 2/3 supermajority and now have what many call a mega majority. And they will hold that mega majority for the next decade. It is also unlikely that a Republican will win a statewide race in the next decade. In the most recent statewide elections, no Republican candidate has secured more than 40% of the vote. This can largely be attributed to the decline of the California Republican Party over the last 2 decades. In 2007, Governor Schwarzenegger famously told attendees at the California Republican Party convention, "We're dying at the box office." Since that time, the Democratic Party has remained relatively stagnant at around 45% of registered voters, while the Republican Party has declined 10% from 34% to 24%. Democrats outnumber Republicans nearly 2-to-1, making it nearly impossible for a Republican candidate to win elections statewide. That's a lot of numbers and information, but it boils down to this simple point. Over the next decade, Democrats will control all statewide elected offices and maintain a mega majorities in the state assembly and Senate. That's pretty dire circumstances for our state. So we need to get out there and vote and turn things around in the golden state of California. This has been Shannon McWhorter for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.